they can go to their homes again, whatever's left of them. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 3 weeks after Hurricane Ian hammered Florida, the bridge to hard-hit Sanibel's back open to residents. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
Hurricane Ian left Sanibel Island off the coast of Fort Myers unreachable by residents who evacuated and inescapable by residents who didn't. The storm washed out the causeway, but residents can drive across it now following a rebuilding marathon.
They're going to be able to go and be at their property, going to be able to help with the restoration efforts.
Governor Ron DeSantis, some haven't been home for weeks.
It's not a vacation spot for us, but it's our home. This is where I'm now raising my own daughter, my own family.
In addition to all of Ian's damage, the hurricane caused more than 100 deaths in Florida. We'll hear from President Biden in a few hours, hoping to lower gas prices more by announcing another 15 million barrels of oil will be released from the Strategic Reserve, completing the 180 million he'd already pledged would be drawn down.
The White House says the president could authorize more releases from the Petroleum Reserve if conditions warrant. The stockpile currently has about 400 million barrels.
Fox's Jared Halpern, that reserve is the lowest level now in almost four decades. Republican critics say it's being misused to affect prices when it's really meant for emergencies. 2 days after the Biden administration opened up studentaid.gov to let millions of Americans who qualify wipe out thousands of dollars in federal student loan debt, a few snags.
The site's blocking foreign IP addresses, meaning millions of Americans abroad who qualify have been excluded. DOE has been left scrambling. They say they're working on printing and mailing out paper applications now as a solution. Couples who got joint federal loans or have combined their federal loans after getting married have been locked out of the program. These folks have to seek a special waiver in order to apply.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
This is a big day in New York City, which continues to get bus after bus full of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally, sent from Texas, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott says they're in crisis because of a record migrant surge he blames on Biden administration border policies.
New York City's Humanitarian Relief Center is a complex of tents that include cots for up to 500 people and opens today. It's located on Randall's Island, which sits in the waters between the Bronx, Manhattan, and Queens, and is intended to be a temporary shelter for single adult men who have been arriving several times a week on buses chartered predominantly from Texas. The tents have laundry facilities, a dining hall, and space for migrants to meet with caseworkers. Families with children are being housed in hotels. New York City's homeless shelter system now has more than 63,000 people, and the situation caused Mayor Eric Adams to declare a state of emergency earlier this month. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Former President Trump is dealing with another legal issue today. He'll sit for a deposition with the lawyers for E. Jean Carroll, an author who sued him for defamation after then-President Trump in 2019 denied her allegations that he had raped her in the 1990s in a New York City store dressing room. Now an update on the Trump classified documents investigation.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump is being asked to back up claims of executive privilege for the documents taken by the Justice Department from his home in Palm Beach, Florida. Judge Raymond Deary was appointed as the special master to look over the documents and has reportedly seen a lack of evidence for why the initial documents could be held from the DOJ. During a conference call, Judge Deary apparently told the lawyers, "Where's the beef?" when asking for a better idea of why the documents can't be seen by the DOJ and why they should be considered attorney-client privilege.
As Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the DOJ in a legal fight also trying to review the documents that are classified for that probe. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 1 point, but the Nasdaq's down more than 20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.